Tuesday, March 1st, will probably be remembered by the chef as the day of the birthday cakes. The big, really wonderful one for Muriel Humphrey at lunch, and the even bigger one for Mr. Justice Black's 80th birthday at dinner. In the morning, I recorded and did some desk work, some social planning with Bess. And then at noon began a party I had really looked forward to and planned myself. There's no group I like better than the Cabinet Wives. And I had thought, what fun for us all to get together, just us, no press, for a very informal party celebrating Muriel's birthday. She'd spent her real birthday with her husband in the Far East, so this was about a week late. So I had asked them to come at 12, and anybody that wanted to could bowl. I had bowled with a number of them up at Camp David in the summer, or swim between the pool at Camp David, and here I've been swimming with most of them, and know they enjoy it. I met them downstairs about 12. Muriel, fresh from her good score, Sunday night, had elected to bowl also. Jane Wirtz and Lee Udall chose bowling. I'd called Jane Freeman earlier to suggest that she be the hostess in the swimming pool, and Margie McNamara went with her. But alas, we had two genuine cripples, Jane Connor with a broken ankle, and Virginia Rusk with a broken toe. And another two, Mrs. Weaver and Trudy Fowler, who elected to sit it out with them and watch the bowling. We got in about 30 minutes of good exercise, with Jane Wirtz throwing the gentlest and straightest balls. Lee Udall, the most enthusiastic, comes from keeping up with her husband, I suppose. And Muriel coming within one or two of beating me, which brought much laughter. It was after one when we were back upstairs for sherry, as we opened one gift, the Mexican straw bag, called by Liz a survival kit for a traveling lady, dark glasses, plastic rain hat, extra pair of hose, scarf for boarding helicopters, silly little things for Muriel's trips, and then went in to lunch.